What a lovely day for sitting out on the lawn.
It would be if I could sort out this wretched deck chair.
Oh, let me fix that deck chair for you, Doctor.
Then go the Maud. I can manage.
She's only trying to help, dear.
Oh!
Sorry, Doctor. The proper upper flopped over suddenly.
Will you leave it alone, Maud?
No, I won't let it beat me.
I wish someone would.
If I had a brick handy, I'd prop it up one side.
If I had a brick handy, I'd...
Patience, dear, patience. Wait a bit. If I put this end through there and wedge it against that, it should be okay. Now, here we are. I knew I could do it. Perfect. Now, do you think you could manage without me for the rest of the day?
Oh, I think we'll survive, dear.
Oh, good. Because I'm off home to rub Arthur's chest.
Oh, his leg is no better, then.
Well, you see, the trouble's travelled up to his chest.
That must be frightfully difficult for the cartilage.
So I'd better go. Well, ta-ra. See you tomorrow, then.
Bye, dear.
Thank goodness she's gone. Peace at last.
I agree with you. Yvette?
Yes, dear?
I was just thinking that Sunday is the best day of the week.
Yes, dear.
Yes. You know, if I were asked which day of the week was best, I'd definitely plump for Sunday.
Yes, dear.
It's so peaceful, you know, especially relaxing in the garden.
Yes, dear.
I mean, what could be pleasanter than sitting in the garden, listening to the bumblebees buzzing and the birds chirping.
And Hilda Brackett.
And Hilda Brackett.
Look, Hilda, why don't you go and do some gardening?
Oh, I couldn't do that. I mean, you do it so much better than I do.
Well, how do you know? You've never offered to help.
Besides, Sunday is a day of rest.
As far as you and gardening are concerned, so is Monday to Saturday.
This is the one day when everything should stop.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, it's so tranquil.
You were saying, dear?
That's strange. We hardly ever have lorries passing here.
Oh, it's not passing.
It's stopping.
Even stranger. We haven't ordered anything, have we?
No. Oh, at least of all, two hitchhikers. Look, they've just got off the back.
Where?
Look. Oh, yes.
Oh, dear, they do look rather scruffy young men, don't they?
Well, it's that uniform they all wear. I mean, those patched-up jeans and flapping shirts.
You know, dear, you would think young men these days would take more care of their appearance.
Well, especially as one of them's a girl.
I don't like it at all. They're standing outside the gate.
Don't worry. They'll soon be off on their travels. Look, they've only adjusted their knapsacks on their backs. And they're coming through the gate, evidently.
Tell them to go away, dear. Say, we'll set the dog on them.
But we haven't got a dog, dear.
Well, bark or something.
Oh, now, you're just being silly, aren't you?
Hi. Hi there.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hilda, don't encourage them.
I hope you don't mind us barging in like this.
Not at all. You're very welcome.
We do not want to buy anything, and we've nothing to give away, so you're wasting your time coming here.
Yes, you're very welcome.
I'm sorry if I put you out.
No, you've got it wrong. We're putting you out.
You're American, aren't you, dear?
That's right.
Yes, I thought so. I could tell, you know. Because, you see, during the war, we did our bit entertaining the GIs.
I'm sure they appreciated it.
Oh, we have no complaints. No, none at all.
Yeah, well, maybe we should go. I don't think your friend has taken kindly to
us. Oh, it's just Yvette's suspicious nature, dear. I'm sure she can see now that you're not a vagabond, you see.
Well, perhaps I did speak rather hastily, but you must admit your sloppy attire doesn't invite suspicion.
You see, dear, she thought that you were one of those hoppies.
Hippies.
Of course. Silly me. I wonder what made me say hoppies.
Perhaps you had a frog in your throat.
Oh, very good event. Yeah, I like it. I wish I thought of that. Yeah.
Anyway, Anyway, I'm curious about your companion, young lady.
Barbara.
Unusual name for a gentleman.
No, that's my name. His name's Fran.
Yes, well, I'm wondering why he's still hovering close to the garden gate.
Well, it's like this. There's a lot of ferocious dogs about, so he sends me on ahead to see if it's all clear.
I see. And so if you're not ripped to pieces, he knows it's all right.
Typical American.
He's English.
Sensible young man.
He knows it's okay because I can handle animals. It's a gift, I guess. I just tell them to be quiet and immediately they shut up.
Does it work with humans?
Well, we must meet your friend. Yoo-hoo! Young fellow, my lad. You can come over. We won't bite.
I can't even bark.
We're roaming round these parts on a sort of working vacation.
Oh, how adventurous.
Here you are. Now, Frank, I believe, isn't it? And Barbara, we would like to introduce ourselves. I am Dame Hilda Brackett.
Hey, did you say Dame Hilda?
Yes, dear.
Gee, are you royalty?
Oh, no, dear, no. No. No, not quite. No. You won't have to curtsy. And this is my lifelong companion and oldest friend, Dr. Hinge.
Pleased to meet you, yes, definitely.
Likewise.
So, now we know each other. To what do we owe this visit?
Well, we're living rough, you see.
Yes, I can see.
Yes, and we hope you can recommend somewhere where we can pitch our tent for a few days.
Certainly. Well, I suggest you ask a... Did you say our tent?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Just the one tent between two?
Yeah. It's kind of small, but you know, cozy.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Well, although you may think I'm a trifle old-fashioned, dear, but I cannot approve of such behavior.
What behavior?
Well, morally speaking, that is, that you and,
Frank?
Yes, Frank, yes. You should be, well, you know, sharing a tent.
Why not? He's my husband.
Evil to her who evil thinks.
Let's move on, Barbie. I don't think we're wanted, no, definitely.
Of course you are. Now, whatever made you think that?
I wonder.
It's just that I thought you two were, look, you must join us for afternoon tea.
Hey, Frank's teaching me to say that.
Say what, dear?
Afternoon tea.
Oh, very good, yes. Oh, you see
yeah. That? They are American cousins. Can speak properly when they want to.
It's kind of you to invite us, definitely.
He is a definite young man, isn't he?
Definitely.
Look, we'll have our tea out here on the lawn. Evadne was just about to make it.
I thought I might do. I'll fetch the travelling rug to sit on.
You know, I just love your English gardens.
Yes, of course, I do most of ours myself.
About the sudden shower, Barbara, spoiling our afternoon tea on the lawn.
Oh, I'm enjoying it even more indoors. Your house is terrific, isn't it, Frank?
Yes, lots of character.
Definitely.
Everywhere you look, there's antiques.
Yes. You weren't looking at me when you said that, were you?
I didn't mean that.
No, I know you didn't. English humor, you see, hasn't reached the colonies yet.
I must say, this music room is our favorite retreat.
And the piano is our pride and joy, Frank. Come along, Evadne. Play something to entertain our young visitors.
Oh, Hilda, they may not wish to be entertained.
Yes, you're quite right, dear. Yes, so I wouldn't play the piano if I were you.
I said, may not. It's up to them, Hilda.
We'd love to hear you play.
She was going to, anyway.
Well, Barbara, I'm afraid that most of our music is from another era to yours.
Nothing out of the pop charts, you see, dear. Of course, you probably, I suppose, being young, prefer to listen to groups like Hot Cocoa. chocolate, dear?
Hot chocolate.
Is it? Oh, yes. Well, I knew it was something that you could slop into a saucer.
However, Barbara, there is something you may like, and I'm sure Dame Hilda will join me in this rather eclectic piece from a rather modern work.
Not well, which one's that, dear?
I thought we might do the one from The King and I.
Oh, yes. It's a lovely, it's American, too, so of course you'll like this. I'll have to join you on the piano, dear, because I don't know it too well, I don't think.
That was just marvelous.
Yeah, you could almost be professionals.
We are professionals. Semi-retired, yeah. You see.
Well, we're lucky the truck dropped us off outside here. What with the music and the afternoon tea.
Yes, I noticed you were really tucking in.
Believe me, I'm enjoying these cucumber sandwiches.
I could tell. That's seven she's eaten.
Do tell us a bit more about this holiday of yours.
Yeah, well, it's like this. I'm searching for my roots.
Well, where did you leave them, dear?
Hey, more English humor.
Very nearly.
College, so we thought it'd be fun to trace Barbara's family tree.
Oh, what a splendid idea.
My father back home is thrilled about it.
We started at Somerset House.
That's in London.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you'd really expect it to be in Somerset, wouldn't you?
From there, the trail led to Chingley-on-Sea, then on to Stacton Parva, where we traced it back to another ancestor, Richard Driffield.
He wasn't a duke or anything.
No, well, because I believe a lot of people weren't, dear, you see. I mean, otherwise, they wouldn't have had anyone to cook the venison, you know, turn the spit.
As a matter of fact, he was a blacksmith.
But you never know. He may have descended from nobility. Wouldn't that be something?
It's very doubtful, Barbie.
Anyway, Richard Riffield's father originally came from Stagton Trestle. So we hope to look over the church records.
Oh, I'm sure the vicar will be most cooperative.
Yes, Donald Smollett is a very good friend of ours. I'm sure he'll let you root around for your roost, dear. I'll give him a ring anyway.
No, Sunday is his busy day, dear.
Oh, yes, so it does, yes. He does his home brewing today, does he? Never mind, we'll try tomorrow.
Meanwhile, we'd better move on and find somewhere to pitch our tent.
You'll be very welcome to stay here, you know.
Won't the tent pegs ruin the carpet, dear? I couldn't resist that. If Andy could have done, but I couldn't. No, I agree. You must stay with us here.
That's what I call hospitality.
Well, after all, you are married. What is it,
Maud? There's a woman wandering about upstairs, and she's naked.
Did you say naked?
Well, I suspect she's naked under her dressing gown.
Yes. It's just a thought, Maud, but you're probably naked under your clothes.
Arthur wouldn't allow it.
Now, look, dear, I told you we had American guests staying with us.
Yes, but you didn't say they were naturists.
Good morning, dear. Did you sleep well?
Yes, thank you, Doctor.
I was talking to Hilda.
Oh, I slept like a toffee that night. Here we are. I'll pour you a cup of tea, dear.
Thank you, dear.
They're not gangsters, are they?
Who, Maud?
Them upstairs. She looks like a gangster's mole. Do you know she's chewing gum?
Ah, yes. Obviously the mafia, then.
And she said, "Hi there, you've got to be Maud," in a Yankee Doodly sort of voice. Now, how did she know I was Maud?
Well, we told her about you last night.
What were you saying about me?
Well, I think I remarked that you were incorrigible.
Oh, that was very nice of you.
Would you like a cup of tea, Maud?
No, not just yet. I'll go and tidy the bedrooms first.
Well, just as you like, dear. And if you run into Bonnie and Clyde, tell them breakfast is ready, will you?
Bonnie and Clyde? You never told me there were four of them.
She's a little confused this morning.
Why pick on this morning in particular?
Don't be waspish about me.
Sorry, dear. Now, today's program, I've rung Donald Smollett, and he has told me that in the church crypt are some very ancient records.
Well, good. We'll take along our ancient gramophone with us.
Now, you're being facetious, dear. Now, you do want to help our American friends, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well, Donald has given us permission to search through the records in the crypt.
Oh, good. Well, we could make a start after breakfast. Now, I was thinking of giving our guests fresh orange juice, pancakes with syrup, hot dogs and beans, ice cream and black coffee.
You're not giving them that, are you?
No, I was only thinking about it. They're going to get boiled eggs like you and I. Thank you, Donald. Yes, yes, we can manage. I'll return the key to the vicarage, dear.
Oh, so cold down here.
Well, crypts usually are, dear.
Should I shut the door, then?
Thank you, Maud. Is that better, Yvette?
Not really, dear. No, it's the atmosphere more than anything. It makes me all shivery.
You're not frightened, are you, dear? I mean, it's only a cellar.
It's a crypt, Hilda. A crypt.
Well, that's what a crypt is. A religious cellar.
Is that the oak chest we want over there?
Yes, that must be the one Donald mentioned. Now, come on, let's open the lid and start searching.
I'm sorry I didn't go with Barbara and Frank.
You said the last thing you wanted to do, Evadne, was crawl on your hands and knees through the churchyard examining tombstones.
Mm, I hadn't been down here then.
This lid's too heavy for me, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Yes. All right, let's try it together. Yes. Isn't this exciting?
Ooh, look. Look.
What is it?
Just look at the size of that spider.
Oh, mon Dieu. You know I hate creepy crawlies.
It's a whopper, that is.
Please, Lord.
Do you think it's one of them deadly tarantillas?
Oh. Now, Miss Lily, dear, we don't have tarantillas in England.
But they come over in banana boats. Oh.
Yes, well, I don't think that one has sailed through here recently.
Get rid of it, Hilda.
Oh, yeah, no, very well, then, dear. Shoo. Go on, off you go. Go on, off you go, little spider. Don't annoy the doctor. That's it. Where you go.
If it's foreign, it won't understand you.
Hilda, I'm going out of the fresh air. I can't sit under another minute.
Well, just as you wish, dear.
Hilda, the door's locked. We're locked in.
We can't be. It won't lock from the inside, dear.
I could have jammed it when I shut it. Let me try. Oh, Laura. The handle's broke off.
Oh, you stupid woman. Now you're really in trouble.
Now, there's no need to panic.
I've heard of people getting entombed like this.
Look, we could try breaking the door down.
Yeah, let's use Maud as a battering ram.
I'll tell you what we could do. We could tie a message to that spider's leg and put it through the keyhole.
Be sensible, Hilda.
Right. Well, the best thing we can do is bang on the door until someone hears us. All right? Mm-hmm. Well, all together then, go. Help!
Open the door!
Of sherry make you feel a lot better.
Thank you, Hilda.
It was lucky we heard you knocking.
I couldn't have stood another moment in that trip, especially with Maud babbling on about man-eating spiders.
Well, we're safe and sound and back home now, dear.
All that trouble for nothing.
Yes, well, pity we didn't discover anything in the records.
We drew a blank in the churchyard as well, definitely.
Well, I'm afraid, Barbara, you've come to a dead end, dear.
Oh, Hilda, don't say things like that.
I'll go, dear. I'll go. Hello? Stacton 295. Oh, hello, Donald. What's that, dear? Oh, are you sure? I see, yes. Well, thank you for taking such an interest, dear. Yes, so am I. Bless you. Bye-bye, Donald. Bye-bye, dear. That was the vicar, Barbara. Apparently, he remembered some old books stowed away in the attic at the vicarage.
Yeah?
And, he's traced Richard Driffield's family.
Hey, that's fantastic!
And maybe disappointing.
Oh, they weren't dukes, were they?
No, dear. No, Richard Driffield's father wasn't a duke.
An earl, perhaps?
No. No, but you're getting closer a little.
Oh, for goodness sake, tell us, Hilda.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid, Barbara, your last known ancestor was, a swineherd.
A swineherd? Hey, that's cute.
You don't mind?
Of course not. My father will be tickle pink. You see, he's a pork butcher in a supermarket.
I was wrong, you see. Humor has reached the colonies after all.
Hilda?
I'm sorry, dear, the bottle's empty.
No, not the sherry, dear. I have a thought about Wednesday night's concert. Why didn't we invite Barbara and Frank to stay over for us?
Splendid idea.
We'd be delighted.
Oh, we would, definitely.
Well, I say, why don't we give them a preview now? Come on, let's get into the piano event. Come on, dear.
You know, staying here has been the best part of our holiday, hasn't it, Frank?
Definitely. Oh, I think I think you'll like this, you know, because it's one of your American musicals again.
Oh, yes, lovely piece, yes, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, then, dear, after three. Three.
Gazing down on the Jungfrau from a secret sherry for two, let us drink leaves and wine in the moonlight divine. Oh,